Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts this evening. I'm joined by Mary Hernandez. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great, and I'm so happy to be here again with you and connecting with everyone. Oh, you know what, Mary? Can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Yes. I am an intuitive empath and also a Reiki healer. I connect with spirit and also connect with passed on loved ones via cards, oracle decks, and or tarot cards, and also get clear yes, no responses. And I use the pendulum. I'm just learning a lot of new things. So I'm still in the process of learning. So. And I'll also introduce Liz's sister. She's not here with us tonight. Liz is an intuitive card reader, meditation coach, Reiki healer, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, among many other things, metaphysical and spiritual. Liz connects with spirit intuitively as well as with cards to deliver messages from spirit. You can find her on Facebook as Liz P. Love. And or on the Sacred Embers group as well. Oh, and also she has a weekly live stream of the Crystal Bowl meditation. It's on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. How about you, DC?
Beautiful. Thank you, Mary. Yes, everyone. Hi, this is DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, a seer, a dream interpreter, a divine healer, a minister, and there's so much more. But what I want to do now is I asked my dog Ginger, she is part of my divine team, if she had a message for tonight. She said, I have a message for myself, but then I want you to do a meditation, Mom. So I said, okay, Ginger. So here is Ginger's message to everyone. Let your heart love like a dog. It could change any situation. So that's her beautiful little her message. And now we're going to do a little meditation that I channeled. So I'd ask everyone now to just get comfortable, sit quietly, close your eyes, and relax. And slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Again, in through the nose, and then out through the mouth. And as you breathe in positivity. And then breathe out all negativity. As you're doing this, notice how calm you've become. Your body is now aligning with love, and you are now centered and connected to your higher self and the divine. You are one with all that is. There is no separation. Continue to breathe and notice how your heart is filling with love and joy. You are one with the one heart frequency. Your vibration reaches to heaven as well as to Mother Earth. As above, so below. As you breathe, all of life is once again infused and restored with the love and light that you are sending. You are now consciously connected to the universal mind. You send love and light into the universe. Your energy begins to expand, and you notice peace and harmony surround you. This powerful energy now extends outward, surrounding all of mankind, and bringing total awareness as well as letting go of any limitations that you may have had. Continue to breathe. Breathe in love and gratitude. Notice how your entire being is filling with this omnipresent energy. If you have any questions about your journey during this lifetime, now is the time to address them. Visualize yourself on a magnificent mountain, surrounded by every ascended master. As you stand with your feet firmly planted onto Mother Earth, you notice the masters approaching. A few that you see immediately are Jesus. And he is sitting nearby and waiting to connect with you. And then you see Saint Germain and Mother Mary too. You look to your right, you see Archangel Metatron, accompanied by Archangel Michael. and Archangel Uriel, Merlin, Melchizedek, Kuan Yin, and Archangel Gabriel. Many, many more are coming forward. You look to the left and you see Lady Nada, King Solomon, Ketumi, Moses. You also see Archangel Raphael and so many more. Don't become overwhelmed. Just keep breathing in their light and their positive energy. The right ascendant master will step forward as you focus on your questions. You resonate with the unconditional love that surrounds you. It is beaming from every direction. You now find a comfortable place to sit down. There are wonderfully soft cushions placed on the ground for your comfort. As you sit down, one of the ascendant masters walks over and sits beside you. You greet him or her with a loving smile, and then you thank them for joining you. Allow yourself to become open to the information you will receive. Do not worry. You will receive the messages you need to hear. Be open to whatever way it will be delivered. You may see images. You may hear words. You may feel certain sensations. Or you may even be given symbols. Your messages will be the perfect messages just for you, and you will receive them in your divine right timing. If you are not aware of them at the present moment, know that they will be received and they will be revealed when the time is right. Continue to breathe. Breathe in love and guidance that you are now needing. You are connecting on a soul's level. Remain in the sacred space until your messages and guidance are received. When you are done, thank the Ascendant Masters that you have connected with. Once again, take a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. When you are ready, open your eyes. You notice you are back in the comfortable space where you began. You can move your hands a little bit, your arms, your legs. Gently wiggle your toes. Notice your awareness and the beautiful energy that remains. You can use this energy with you throughout the rest of the day. And you can remain there whenever you wish to return. It'll be open to you. Be prepared to be enlightened and transformed with each journey you take. Okay, Mary, that was the little meditation that I had channeled.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
I saw so many Ascended Masters and Archangels, Mother Mary. Wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you have a card for the collective here?
Yes, I decided to pick from the Divine Abundance Oracle deck by Tasha Silver. And the first card that fell out, which is appropriate with your message, is Divine Source. And it says, the hands are in prayer, by the way, and there's beautiful two hummingbirds right next to the hands. And it says, help me know that all my deepest needs will be met. Let me trust that you have a plan and the right actions will come. You are my source for all. And I have to say amen. Thank you.
Beautiful. Amen. That's absolutely beautiful, Mary. Thank you for sharing. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. And I'll share it on the Sacred Embers Facebook page as well, just in case anyone missed
it. Oh, yes. That's always wonderful to see that and to be able to read it again. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have quite a few callers this evening.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be sending the ship tonight. Mary's going to be in control of the ship, so... Whenever you're ready, Mary, we could start taking some callers.
Yeah, I'm just checking if there's any callers from last week so that I can pick them up.
Okay.
Because we always drop them down. No, not yet. Okay, all right. Area code 212.
Hi.
Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi.
Can I have your first name?
Hi, Mary. This is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Hi. Not too bad. Not too bad. Said a lot of shifts and changes I've been feeling lately.
Sort
of up and down, but sort of move forward, I think, in some way.
Okay. Do you have a question for us tonight, Brent?
I have a question. I'd like to know, am I listening to my guides, what they're trying to tell me, or is there something I'm missing or not listening to?
Okay, I have Ginger with me, and I have to ask Ginger to move over a little bit. Okay, so we're going to ask, are you listening to your guides? Well, Bryn, do you feel like you're hearing your guides?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not sure, you know. I'm not proof positive.
You are, but I feel like for some reason there's a little bit of fear involved.
Okay.
And you've just got to let go of the fear and really open up, okay? I'm getting that, you know, you might have to step out of your comfort zone just a little bit and trust what you're receiving. And when you receive it, believe. You've got to believe what you're receiving and embrace all the opportunities that are coming your way, okay? And I sort of get you tried to listen with your logical mind, Bryn.
I don't know. Do I? Maybe I do.
That's what I'm getting. So, you know, the answer to your question was yes. I did get a yes, but I do feel like there's a little bit of fear involved, and you've got to just let go of the fear and open yourself up, you know, to what you're not used to hearing, to the unfamiliar, to really get out of that comfort zone and trust what you're receiving and embrace it.
Right.
And Ginger's saying, Bryn, this is your time to go forward and, you know, to really, you know, try something new, to try something amazing. Are you up for that?
I did that yesterday, actually.
Keep surrendering. Yeah. And the more that you could relax, the faster things can happen.
Right.
Okay. There's nothing really to worry about. You know, you've just got to trust. I mean, when I first started on my journey, I would get the message, get out of your own way, quite a bit, you know?
Right.
And I know that the universe has an amazing plan for you, and your divine team has such amazing wisdom to, you know, to give to you. But I'm getting, you know, do not worry. You've got to release, you know, release whatever it is that, you know, seems to be giving you a little fear and maybe holding you back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that is. I mean, I'm not conscious of feeling fearful lately. I just feel like, I did something quite different. I went to a Latin dance class.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
That's kind of out of my comfort zone.
That's beautiful.
It was a beginner's class. What positive
aspects did you find with that experience, with that class?
Well, the instructors was whether I've had classes before, because he's saying I was catching on pretty quickly.
Beautiful.
So
I love that.
You know. so that was very nice to hear, you know.
That's amazing. And it's your time to just focus on everything in your life that is positive. Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to feel like, you know, if there's any healing that needs to be done, you're going to feel that healing coming forward. So just stay positive and focus only on the positive, and you attract more positive, whether it be opportunities, whether it be people. And you're really going to find out, wow, you know what, I'm enjoying life a heck of a lot more than I did. Okay?
Yeah.
And you are
sure.
Very intuitive. And I feel like, you know, some of your spiritual gifts are starting to open up for you, Bryn.
Yeah, well, I've been lately practicing on this morning did my first, I guess, somewhat professional animal communication session for this couple who has a cat, and it went pretty well. I did it on a Zoom call, and I've been practicing.
Beautiful, I love that.
Yeah.
And Ginger's saying, you know what, you're on the path of success. Keep going, Bryn.
Okay. Yeah, and
she's,
I practice on
you've got so
patient.
Much potential in regard to animal communication. She loves your style.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I get a lot of confirmations. I go on a practice group on Facebook, you know, where people put pictures of their. Excuse me. Outdoors.
I think that's amazing. And Ginger, Bryn, you know what? You really have what it takes to communicate with animals, and if you keep offering that helpful paw, you're going to go far.
Okay.
So
yeah.
She's really, really proud of you, and she's just saying, you know, he's got what it takes. I love his energy, and he really does communicate with animals. So I think that is truly amazing.
That's great.
So I just, you know, she's saying there's going to be so many positive life changes coming your way. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Mary, and I thank you
all
so
right,
much for calling in, Bryn.
Thanks, DC. Nice always talking with you. Take care.
So, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Bryn.
Hey,
the theme at DC, I got a yes, and it's they told me you are connecting, but you're questioning it. So just accept it and let go of the fear. So that's what I heard. And then, and I love that you're doing animal communicating because that's one of my goals, to take a course on that.
That's
so that's really nice.
Yeah.
And then I pulled a card from the Ask Your Guides for you.
Uh-huh.
And it says, the card that came out was card number 2, and it's partnerships and love. And so amazing that you mentioned dancing, that you're starting to take a dance lesson. So in this in this card, if they're all holding hands together in a circle, and it looks like they're dancing. So you're going to meet a lot of people in this place, and it's it could lead to romance even, because this card says your nature spirits, known as runners, are working to introduce you to a wonderful new partnership to fulfill your heart's desire, whether in the area of business, friendship, or romantic love. These practical guides are leading you directly toward the appropriate person to best support your soul at this time. Follow your heart as they strive to connect you with the right associations. Be more open to others, especially those whom you meet by chance. Say hello to the neighbor in your building. Oh, I got chills. Is there a neighbor? Okay, there might be
I have neighbors.
I chills with that one. Suggest having lunch with the intriguing woman who sat next to you at your last business luncheon, or strike up a conversation with the guy in front of you in the checkout line, even if it's not your usual habit. In reality, it's not accidental that you suddenly find yourself attracted to certain people. Your runners placed you in their path so that you could meet. Invite these energetic nature spirits to continue to direct you to others who are significant for your soul path. Their message, relax. We will make all the necessary introductions you seek. So call on the nature spirits to help assist you, you know, with partnerships and love, because, you know, it seems like something is coming on, and it's not, it's going to happen by chance. You know, obviously not by chance, but they're going to put the person in front of you.
Certain design, so to speak.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. I will call on the nature spirits to direct me forward to love and partnership. Yeah. I desire that a lot.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in the right space right now, you know, and in regards to your guides, you know, just allow them to come in and don't question what you're receiving, because in the beginning, you know, we always question what we're hearing, and that's how I hear them, you know, they talk to me. So, you know, don't question it, just accept it. And if you have a question, just ask them to tell you like 3 times. Like before, in the beginning, I used to ask them to tell me if it was a yes, to tell me 3 times to respond yes, 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 or no, 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 you know, if it's
no
question. So, you know, because I wasn't getting like the heart expansion really well. You know, now I get a yes with a heart expansion, and a no is just like a flat line. So I just wanted to let you know, it's always good to ask them and let them in.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you
for
calling, Bryn.
Yeah, thanks.
You're
both
welcome.
Of you. I enjoyed talking with you, too. All right. Take care.
I'm going to place you on hold now.
Okay.
Have a blessed evening.
Same to you and DC.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was, Mary. That was really an awesome reading.
Yeah, that was. I think I see a color. Maybe not. Okay. I thought I did. Okay. Let's go down the list. Area code 415. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah. I was wondering if you've heard from other people or yourselves that probably the last 4 nights, kind of since last Friday, I haven't slept much. If there's a lot of anything about the energies that came in over the weekend, or for me, if it was just me, what was going on, and in general about September, what you see coming in for September.
Okay, Catherine. Hi, it's DC. I do feel like there was a lot of new energy coming in, and a lot of people were affected by it. I myself, I asked Archangel Raphael to come in and help me to get a good night's sleep.
Mm.
Okay? So when I do that, it doesn't matter what energy is coming in, I'm still able to get that great night's sleep, okay? Okay. For you, you were asking about September.
And what was the energy for me that came in last weekend? What is it? What happened?
Okay, I'm not getting specifically your energy, but my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Catherine, live by faith, not by fear. God gave you the ability to do great things. So I feel like whatever energy it was affecting you a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying you need to relax a little bit more. Are you able to meditate?
Yeah, when I'm not sleeping, you know, usually it's always around 3 a.m. or 3:30, so
that's usually when you're ascending. People usually wake up at that hour.
Yeah.
You know? I'm getting that. Like, you know, there is an ascension going on as well. Okay? And I do feel like it's exciting. There's a lot waiting for you, Catherine. There's going to be new opportunities. Have you thought about maybe studying different things, because I feel like, you know, study was one of the words that I heard immediately. You're expanding, you're growing, and you have so much potential to go forward.
Well, I'm focused on work right now and finding work.
Okay.
So studying, I haven't. Yeah, I'm always studying something. I mean, definitely it's for my free time, but. For September, I'm looking for work.
My dog Ginger is saying be very proud of yourself, you know. She's saying, you know, you really are, you know, a great team player, and you should be very proud of, you know, all that you've achieved, you know. But she's saying there's going to be new possibilities coming forward in different areas, and I keep hearing there's new beginnings, and with these beginnings come joy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There might be, you know, something coming your way, maybe that you weren't even like looking for, but I would just, you know, be open to whatever it is, because Ginger is saying, Catherine, you have unlimited potential. Embrace these new beginnings. There's so many new possibilities ahead of you. There's going to be surprises too. So, you know, this is going to be a time where you do feel like, you know, even though you're waking up at times at, you know, 3:30, you're going to have a lot more vitality. Okay? So just keep taking good care of yourself and, you know, get back to the basics. Make sure that you're sleeping, you're exercising, you're eating healthy, and continue to take care of yourself. And you're going to see, you really do feel good. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, that I'm getting, you know, like with work and things, you know, things may change, and to help you to go forward, I don't know if you, like, even thought about that, but, you know, if you thought about going forward, there's going to be, like I said, miracles, and there's going to be possibilities, Catherine. Okay? So it's all up to you. It's, you know, whatever you're open to. Okay? So I do feel, you know, there might be something, again, like with finances coming your way, if that's something that you're open to.
Finances in any way, or finances through new employment?
Well, there may be new employment that presents itself to you, okay? So mm-hmm. that's why I said it's up to you, like, you know, if you are open to that. Are you open to, like, any new opportunities in regard to? Okay. Okay. Yeah, I feel like there might have been, like, maybe some obstacles in the past, and I sort of see them just, like, moving to the side. So whatever did not work out for you will work out for you now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay, so I do feel, you know, like there's a lot of good coming. And like I said, it's going to be in more than one area of your life. So just stay positive. Okay? And I'm getting stability. Ginger's saying she's going to have stability in her professional life. Okay? And there will be monetary gains there. So that's what I have for you, Catherine. I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Hi, Catherine. So
hi.
I was asking, in answer to your question, yes, I'm still in the process. So I'm literally waking up every day between 3 and 5 a.m. Yes. And what I do is I give thanks to Mother Gaia and send love and light to the whole entire universe, because we all need that love, light, and healing to the entire universe. And just, you know, ask them to let me sleep. And then, you know, within an hour, I'm back to sleep. But, yes, I do agree. I do get up, and it's like this past week even more so. And it's because of the new moon, you know, as well. So the new moon is 2 days before and 2 days after. So we're still on the, what is it, it was the 7th, the new moon. Today's the 8th. So we still have one more day. But, you know, you're going to go through those changes because, I'm still going through them as well. I mean, and like DC said, you can ask the angels to give you a good night's sleep. Sometimes that works for me. You know, like last night.
Yeah,
I tried
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, last night I think I slept a good, like, up until 6 a.m., which was nice. You know, this morning I woke up at 6,
oh,
so that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was good. But, you know, I just try and ask them. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, because you're going through an awakening. And what I got when I asked what's coming in for you, and I felt the third eye opening, like I felt tingly in my third eye, and my fingers were tingly, which for me, I feel like, I'm getting chilled, and that's a confirmation, maybe healing. And I just got chilled again. So possibly like a healing modality with your hands or something to do with your hands, you know, like as a Reiki healer or something in that aspect. And then the card I picked out is so appropriate. It's card number 25. I picked up from the Enchanted Map by Colette Baron Reed, because you asked about the month of September. And you're going through a metamorphosis. And it says you are in the process of a deep and beautiful change. Butterflies earn their wings through great effort. The process of change is often painful, for it is never without losses and sacrifices. If you are to transform from one form to another, a part of you needs to die. Letting go isn't easy, especially when you're used to thinking a certain way about your life and how you live it. Just as a snake sheds its skin or a caterpillar dies so that a butterfly can be born, you're required to release your old ideas and embrace the necessary change so you can live your best life. Perhaps you're being asked to let go of low self-worth, a dream that no longer serves you, or a relationship that is draining, or unhealthy habits. Despite your fear, you must accept that this is a transformational time for you. There will be some loss involved, but you love what you become. Oh my gosh, I'm so chilled. So you're going through a transformation, obviously, and And I know this, I'm not sure if DC mentioned love, but in this card, there's two doves and there's a butterfly. They're like, their beaks are kissing, like they're both like kissing, and there's butterflies and there's, it's just, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It was from the Enchanted Map.
Saying in map?
So basically,
Enchanted
Map. Yeah,
okay.
That's from Colette Baron-Reed. Yeah, she's got that's a semi-new deck, I guess.
Yeah, because I know a lot of
really
hers.
Nice
I don't
deck.
Know that one. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I've heard the butterfly
thing
before, so that's right on.
Yeah? Oh, so that's good. Okay. So, yeah,
yeah.
I feel like you're going through that transformation for sure. And, you know, just let the energies in. And, you know, you could always ask the angels to have them or your guides to just, you know, if it's too much for you, just say, you know, I need rest. Like, give me 8 hours rest. Sometimes it works. Most of the time, you know, if you need your upgrades, and nothing's going to help, basically. So. I just wanted to tell you because I've been through it and sometimes I still go through it. So just try to rest and listen to your body. Like, you know, if you're wanting to take a nap at 3 p.m., then do it. You know, even if it's a 10-minute nap on your lunch break or whatever, you know, just do it. Listen to your body. I hope that helps.
All right. Great. Yes, both. Thank you. That was, very helpful.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'll
place you on hold now, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you for the show.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, DC.
Awesome, Mary. That was beautiful.
Fun. I know, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh. Oh, we have a caller from last week. Okay, so I'm going to pick that caller up.
Okay.
Area code 919. Welcome to Angel Answers. Area code 919.
Hi.
Hi. Good welcome evening. To Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Bethel.
What's the name? I'm sorry.
It's Bethel.
Bethel.
Bethel. Beta.
Oh, Beta. Okay, I'm sorry. The connection is a little bad. Do you have a question for us today?
I just didn't know if you have anything that's coming to you, like a spot reading, perhaps.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Beta. This is DC. Okay.
Hi.
When you first connected. I feel like there's something going on with you now where a cycle of your life is ending and you're going forward. And I also feel like it may be a karmic cycle. Have you felt that? Have you had, like, challenges that you've been going through?
Yeah, plenty. Plenty to count.
Okay, because that's what I was feeling, you know?
Yes.
And what I suggest, like when we're going through that, I ask the angels, help me to learn the lesson I need to learn so I can go forward. But I do feel that, you know, you have completed that cycle. So you are going to go forward. And I feel like you're connecting, you know, with your dreams, what you've been wanting. So whatever it was that you've been dealing with, I do feel like it is, you know, it's almost done. It's behind you. And as I'm saying that, when I said dreams, I heard pay attention to your dreams, okay? Because when we're dreaming and everything, like subconsciously, we're getting those messages. Do you keep a dream journal, Beta?
I don't, but I've noticed my dreams have been extremely vivid. I'm very, I just messaged someone today actually talking about dreams.
I feel like they're they're very, very vivid. They're almost mystical.
Yes, it feels like magic. There's like a magic energy to my dreams, and it's where I feel most complete and whole.
Yeah, and those dreams are leading you forward on the path that you're going to connect with next. So I do feel that. This new energy is from this lifetime, but I feel like some of it may be from your past lives as well. And this energy is coming forward. Okay, so, I mean, I feel it. It just feels amazing.
Oh, thank you. I need to
Yes, and
that.
I'm getting, you know, stay grounded, you know.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's sort of like you're learning why you came here. You know, you're connecting, you're getting clarity and all these amazing experiences. Okay, but you've got to make sure that you stay fully grounded, okay? And this will help you to trust what you're getting and to really connect with those opportunities. You know,
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
As far as opportunities, if it were I'm not seeing it or getting it, or is it I feel like I'm just kind of having expectations but not really seeing what's coming forth. Or maybe
I feel that you will. Like I said, you're just, you know, you've been completing a cycle. And as I'm saying that, I feel like, you know, in one of your past lives, you were a writer. Do you feel that? Do you maybe have an interest now in writing in this lifetime?
I have. I have these thoughts constantly. And then when writing it down, there's like a block, but at the same time, it's like I know I'm capable of writing, but then I think, well, there's so many authors and writers already, like, why would anyone want to read my stuff? Or why would, you know, just these doubts that surface.
You've got to let go of the doubts and just keep moving forward.
Okay.
I mean, there'll be people that will, you know, resonate with what you say. Now, Mary's on tonight and I'm on tonight, and some people, you know, maybe resonate more with Mary than with myself. So you are just as needed as anyone else. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have success with your writing.
Okay.
You've had some insecurity and things, and I feel like, you know, you're going to find that, you know, the joy and the harmony you're looking for, and it's going to be wonderful. And I do feel, like you said, you can make money with your writing as well.
Okay.
But I am getting,
you
know, take it slowly, you know, and I do feel like, you know, you have something that, like a path that I would, you know, really like look into and start, you know, taking, you know, action steps. But I would write down what you're getting, like I said, in those dreams.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I do feel like your dreams are telling you a lot, you know.
Would you do you have any input on my relationships, specifically family relationships?
Okay. So now you want to go into family. Okay. I just have to redirect my energy a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I feel like they're family members. They truly don't understand you. They feel like they want to help you, but they really don't know what your best interest is. You do. You know? And what I'm getting is, you know, like, listen to yourself. Okay. I don't feel like the others are, you know, going to give you the advice that you're needing. If that makes sense to you?
It does.
The family members?
Yes, it does.
Okay. But I do feel like, you know, this is like a new phase of your life, and I do feel like, you know, with these family members, I think things are going to start falling back into place and relationships will get better. And sometimes, you know, you need a little bit of the craziness to bring people back together.
Yeah. That's funny.
My dog Peter's laughing, and she's saying the grass is always greener around a fire hydrant, you know, and she's laughing. But I feel like, you know, things are going to go okay for you. Just, you know, you've got to go with the flow, And she's saying, you know what, my advice to her mom would tell her to connect with that inner child. You know, she wants you to, you know, to really lighten up a little bit, have a little bit of fun, and that little inner child is kicking you and saying, come on, you've been adulting for too long. Let's have some fun. Let's have, this amazing adventure together. So maybe think of something fun that you did as a child and maybe do that, because it really does help you to be, you know, creative, to express yourself, and you feel so much better when you're done, you know?
Yeah.
So that's,
You've been...
I have for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Mary, okay?
Okay, thank you. You've been so accurate, so accurate.
Thank you. Mary?
Hi, Veta. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So I picked two cards for you. One of them was from the Postcards from Spirit, and it resonates exactly to what DC said, and I believe that that I'm feeling that you're going through. So this is the card. Dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order. And we are always in awe of this. For you, though, on your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now. Empty your mind and clean your house and throw out any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have. Sort, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have a space filled with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energies. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. Your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to Spirit free of distraction. You are so adored by so many. We hope you really know that. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel on a shape, heart shape, and it says in the back, you are loved. And that's from the Postcards from Spirit. And that resonates with what I was getting, because I felt like I was in my head when I got in your energy and tried to read you. Oh. And I felt it like all in my crown. In my third eye, like it was like too many thoughts in there. So let go of all the fear and just live in the now, in the present moment. Don't think about tomorrow. Think about today. Tomorrow's another day. And what I also was getting with the fear and self-doubt is mirror work. We always recommend that. Like when you wake up in the morning, just, you know, say, I love you in the mirror, look in the mirror. And the first thing I do is I'm always grateful to the Lord for another beautiful day ahead. I call it a beautiful day because it's another day of life that I have, you know, to share my experiences and help others, you know, in this world, you know, open up to these gifts that we all have. So that helps, as well as, you know, saying I am blessed, I am grateful. You know, I am love, I am light, I am healed, you know, from past experiences. I am one with God. You know, those are just a few that, you know, are good practices. But, you know, looking in the mirror is really important, and loving who you really are. And that will help shift your perception, which is your next card. So how appropriate. So this one is from the Angels and Ancestors deck I wanted to pull for you. And the card that popped out was Air Guardian, Shift Your Perception. It says, change the way you think and you will change your whole reality. The Air Guardian card represents the angels of the air element. Traditionally, air is all about thoughts, thinking, and everything that's happening in the mind. So these angels can help you to overcome any thoughts that have come back to haunt you from the past and to see the world more clearly. They are guiding you to change the way you think about certain situations, as this could be standing between you and greatness. Oh my gosh, how appropriate is this message?
So make sure you call the Air Guardians, okay? I'm going to continue reading the extended message as they want me to finish. When this card arises, it's an opportunity to learn about the way you're about your way of thinking. You are being guided to recognize that not all you see is exactly the way you see it. Sometimes the mind can play games, and sometimes our perceptions can be wrong. If you are being challenged or feel there's a lack of clarity and direction in your life at the moment, there's a good chance the way you're thinking or what you're focusing on has a lot to do with that reality. You are being guided to open your eyes and your mind and go beyond any limits you have set for yourself and recognize that the way you see the world is how you will experience the world. Oh my gosh, yes. Opportunities are moving in your direction, but they will only open up for you if you are ready to do the internal work to support them. So our thoughts, I feel like what we think is what we become. So, I mean, mindful thought. I mean, just shift your perception and just think about the thoughts, just positive thoughts. Like what we think about is what we become. So I've been listening to a lot of Louise Hay affirmations and I ams, and it's just, she's exceptional. So I don't know if you want to look her up. I'm being guided to give that to you so that you can look her up. Maybe at the end of the show, I'll mention a couple if you want to stay on hold and you can listen to a few that I have of hers in my book that are really great.
Yes,
but
please.
Yeah, but calling your air guardian, you know, they're there for you to help you, through this shift. So I hope that helps.
Both of you just kind of like synchronistically, you know, spoke with such intensity. And it blows my mind. Like, I've been thinking about it all day, you know, like just questions and, you know, like you said, still in my head. And my primary intention with the call was like I needed a change in perspective. And that was what I said silently while I was being put on hold. So I'm just completely blown away. Wow. Yeah, wow.
And
you guys are
amazing.
Thank you
for calling again, Vera, because I know you were on hold last week. It's just we had like over like 20 callers last week. I mean, the show is getting very popular. So thank you for calling again this week. And don't forget, don't stop overthinking, okay? Because I keep hearing
that.
Okay.
Oh
you're
my
welcome.
Gosh. I don't know whether to cry or laugh. Okay, thank you so much.
Tears
thank
of joy
you.
Only.
Thank you.
Make sure you give us a call back, okay. Veta.
We'll do,
okay.
We'll do.
Hold
thank
on.
You. Enjoy the
okay.
night. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, that was beautiful, VC.
Oh, that was amazing, Mary. Totally amazing.
Really beautiful.
Okay, so we're on to the next caller.
Okay.
Area code 551. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 551. Okay, maybe not. I guess we'll go to the next one.
Yeah.
Area code 515. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Amy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Oh, you're welcome, Amy. Do you have a question for us, Amy?
Yeah, I do. When do you see an optimal time, or when is the most optimal time for me to move, and when's the most optimal time for me to buy a house or property?
Okay. Amy, this is DC. I just heard faith and destiny, and you've got to surrender all of this to the universe.
Okay.
And I do feel like you will be guided. When you asked the question, I felt like a little bit of hesitation. What is it that's you know, making you hesitant about going forward?
I'm just not sure if it's a good time to move, like, in the next couple of months or wait till, like, the first few months of the year.
See, when you said the next couple of months, I got a maybe. But I do feel like there's going to be this amazing new beginning coming for you. You're going to feel it. And it's just going to be easier than you think it's going to be. You're holding on to this energy that doesn't serve you, hon, and it's stopping you from going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you've got to envision yourself going forward and see it the way that you would like it to be. Okay?
Okay.
So when you said, you know, the next couple of months, I got a maybe, and then you said the next year?
Yeah, like February, March-ish.
And I got a yes with that. And I heard joy and fulfillment.
Okay.
And I feel like it's going to be like all areas of your life, not just one area. So you've got to let go of the fear. And then, you know, fear and excitement are really close. And instead of having fear, turn it into excitement, and you're going to turn it into a positive and happy experience.
Good.
The angels are
good
with you. They're surrounding you with love, light. There's positive energy, and they're going to help you to really go forward and do what it is that you want to do, okay? So please don't be afraid. But just, you know, keep envisioning it the way you want. And, you know, you could write it down, you know, write it down and then put it in the form of a prayer. Put it out to the universe because I feel like it's going to be amazing. But I'm getting, you know, don't be afraid to dream your dreams, you know. And I'm also getting my dog Ginger is pointing and I'm saying, like, what is that? And she's saying, Mom, she is a little bit afraid. You've got a lot of stuff going on, she's saying. She's at this time, you know, it feels like everything in your life is sort of almost like falling apart. And she's saying, you've got it all wrong. Things aren't falling apart. They're actually coming together for you. Okay?
Good.
So it's like, you know, things are like the way you're feeling it. They're falling apart, but you're getting rid of, like, the old. You're making room for the new. And it's almost like you're a phoenix rising. Do you feel that?
Yeah, kind of at a crossroads.
And yeah, it's like you are, you know, you are going through a process of rebirth. And, you know, soon you're going to, you know, call back in and we won't even recognize you from the way you're describing how everything magnificent is happening because you're not going to sound the way you sound now. There are things waiting for you and you've got to allow them and, you know, embrace them. These beautiful opportunities are coming, and you've got to trust, okay? Let go of what, you know, what is holding you back. You know, write down those fears. Whatever it is that's scaring you, write it down. And when you write it on paper, your fears don't look as large on paper. They're smaller, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And just, you know, you can say, you know, I'm willing to let go of those fears. They don't serve me. And when you let go, you know, you could say, you know, I let go of the fears. You're going to see that the fear doesn't have the hold over you that it did, hon, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, and it's almost, you know, it is a scary process. I feel that. But this is, like I said, part of you is falling away with this, and, you know, and this is going to be, like I said, like the phoenix rising. It's a time of rebirth. And the worst of it's already over, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
So just embrace, you know, what lies ahead of you. It's going to be magnificent. It really is. It's going to be beautiful.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it is. It's really beautiful. And this is your time to really think about doing new things, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, maybe there's things that you've changed for a while, and now is the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, relax, have a little bit of fun, and just enjoy life a little bit because it's going to get, you know, much better, hon. That's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Wow, DC, that was a beautiful reading. I have something similar for you, Amy. And on the house, I agree with DC when you said a couple of months. I didn't get a yes, but when you said next year, it was like a full heart expansion. With that said, I kept hearing to tell you to do the Dear Innate. Dear Innate, I let go. Dear Innate, I let go of fear. Dear Innate, is that's calling in your higher self and just letting go of any fear or self-doubt or anything that you're holding on to. Dear Innate, I let go of my past. Dear Innate, I let go of fear. You know, most of us do that, you know, whenever we start thinking of, you know, fear or negative thoughts or, you know, and letting go of certain people. You could put a certain person's name on there. That's what I was guided to tell you. And then the two cards that came out for you was from the Enchanted Map Oracle deck that I've been using tonight. And the first card that came out was the Goblins card, which resonates with what DC said. Fear is an illusion. Choose love today. Forgive yourself and others. Goblins are born when you're wounded and something essential is lost in that experience. From that point on, as you forget your wholeness, they remain with you in the shadows. There, they remind you of what brought them into being by mimicking your own voice, tricking you into believing that you're unworthy, victimized, or unlovable. They hold you hostage through low self-worth, self-sabotage, and the feeling that you're lacking what you need. If goblins pay you a visit, know that they represent the shadow of your own self or someone else's, and that they're leading you into a potentially reactive situation. A goblin's card's appearance is an opportunity for growth, however, and a signal that you must love yourself. No human is without flaws. The goblin's message is that you must release resentments and negative self-talk. Within you is the spark of the divine. Ask spirit to help heal you. Miracles can and do happen. Let go of the negativity. Oh, my gosh, I'm so chilled by this message. And I'm being asked to tell you about the mirror work that I gave the previous caller about, you know, the I love you, looking in the mirror and saying I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important, too. And then as DC mentioned that it's just going to get better. I also took a look at the other card was coming to life. So everything is going to come together in perfect time. So this card indicates that something beautiful is being born in your life. It indicates that a long-held dream is beginning to show signs of life. So you must try not to coax it along or shape it according to your desires. Spirit knows the best form for the manifestation of this dream, and your life can become even better than you could possibly imagine. Now is the time for reverence and awe. Allow the contours of your path to be carved by the hands of the divine. All you have to do is show up. That's so beautiful. So, I mean, both our messages resonated together, like they both came in together, like with, you know, just believing and trusting and letting go of what no longer serves you, and also, you know, let go of that self-doubt and also fear. And I think also the mirror work will be helpful for you. So wake up every morning and just say, I love you. You're beautiful. You know, and believe it. Say it with all the love, with an open heart, and you know, it you'll start feeling better about yourself, and you'll see how much more you'll attract to you, and in alignment with who you are, because you're a beautiful soul.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Amy. I hope this really helped you, and please call us back and let us know how everything goes with the move or what you've decided, or whenever you need you have a question, you can give us a call.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Have a blessed evening. Best of luck.
You too. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Wow, that was so beautiful. These cards. I love this enchanted map.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Okay. All right, so we're just going to go through the switchboard because there's no callers from last week remaining.
Okay.
Area code 720. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, my name is Lola.
Lola? Hi, Lola. Do you have a question for us?
I want to know what you get on career for me.
Okay. Hi, Lola. This is DC. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Yes.
Okay. So career. Okay. Read in a little bit of your energy. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Are you sort of like preparing to go forward for a different job?
I've been thinking about it, yes.
Okay, are you having issues at the present one with people around you?
No, just I'm bored out of my mind. And
okay.
The people are nice enough. It's just
Okay. No, that's fine. Okay. Let's see. I do feel like, you know, that is definitely a good idea to, you know, start, you know, putting it out there and manifesting something, because I do hear completion. Okay. And it is time to, you know, for you to go forward.
Okay.
Okay, and Lola, just be really confident. You have the ability, you know, to communicate what you're looking for. Okay, and I do feel, you know, you're going to be able to find the perfect job, but you've got to at this point, you've got to emotionally detach from the outcome. Okay. Just think about, you know,
okay.
The perfect
the outcome of me leaving this other one, or the outcome of. Just
of getting
to
a new
be, the
job,
fear like, of what's to be.
The fear, yeah, like the fear. And just visualize yourself like going up an escalator, okay? And as you go up that escalator, you're going to find something that's going to pay more money. And I feel like you're going to have a little bit more, you know, security as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I don't even know if the completion is exactly what I want, and so I'm fearing that it's not. I'll get to it, and then I'll be like, "Oh wait," and I just feel like I don't know what is wrong with me that I do that sometimes. I'm just working at a school, and you're right with the validation of I'm not the teacher that I'm working under or with. You know, it's just like a filler type of job, just to get out of the house.
Right.
And this teacher is nice. There's a method to her madness, but she's even mean to the kids. And I cringe. I'm like, God. So there's that. And then there's also, she's stressed out, whatever, but it's not an excuse. But then I was going on to be maybe a substitute teacher, maybe getting my teaching certificate. And I'm wondering inside of myself, if I get this, God, will it be what I want? Does that make sense? So that's why the hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like you said there's a little bit of uncertainty. There's a little bit of fear there. And you've got to let go of it because what I'm getting, the angels are saying this is a time for you to think about really changing your work environment and going forward. It is time to move on. And you've got to be confident in, you know, in yourself and what you can do. Okay, my dog Ginger's coming in, giving me the victory sign, saying, just believe in yourself. You've got what it takes. You have great communication skills. You have the ability to do more than you're doing and to make more money. Okay?
Yes, for sure. I do realize this, and I also
think you're a very hard worker, Lola. You're a very hard worker. You put your heart, your whole heart and soul into things.
It's true. It's so true.
You know, and
it's very true.
Yeah, and she's saying she sort of shows me like you're a person that always wants to learn, You enjoy studying. You're open to new things, you know. And you do trust yourself for the most part. You trust your own instincts, you know.
So I do. You know what? You're amazing because everything that you're saying is exactly true.
Thank you. I just feel like, you know, you could benefit maybe from a little bit more meditation. And when you meditate, just listen in the silence, you're going to really trust yourself and your own wisdom, okay?
Okay.
Because you have what it takes, you know, and I sort of feel like, you know, some of it is, like I said, you're meant to do more and to really, you know, ascend up that escalator. That's what they're showing me. But I'm getting, like, there's, what is it about, like, maybe taking on more responsibilities that sort of gives you a little fear?
So there's two paths here. There's the teaching, which it makes me unstable because when I go into that, they just kind of throw you in. They don't kind of know. They don't kind of show you how to do it, if that makes sense, when you're a substitute. So I'm a little uneasy. Okay. I know I can do it, but it's just annoying. So there's that. But then there's also this other huge thing where I want to be a counselor. But in order for me to be a counselor, I have to go back to school. And school is $90,000. I mean, I can't afford it. And so I'm always going back to that, but I can't seem to grasp it. Does that make sense to you? I mean,
it does. I mean, it truly does. But I do feel like, you know, if you put it out there, like I said, put it out there to the universe, and, you know, this is an angel show. I believe, like, the angels can help you with different things, and just allow yourself to, you know, to just dream and visualize and allow the angels to worry about, like, all the hard stuff. You know what I'm saying?
The logistics.
Because I really do feel, you know, that you're meant to really be like a counselor, you know, and to help people. But I do feel like, you know, meditating and getting rid of the anxiety when you think about doing things is also important. And you know, on some level you doubt yourself, but you should never doubt yourself.
So true.
Okay, you have the ability to go forward, and I do feel like, you know, if you visualize it and feel it and, you know, allow the angels to come in and help with all the hard stuff, you know, like maybe grants or, you know, different things. I feel like, you know, things can work out for you. I'm getting, you know, that, you know, if you put it out there and you listen and you do your part, I do feel like things will work out for you, hon.
Okay.
I really do. And you just have to, you know, focus on you. And my dog, Ginger, saying you've accomplished, you know, a lot in your life. It's time for you to just keep going forward. You deserve so much more. You really do.
I know. I'm undervaluing myself. I totally know that.
That's
what
it is.
I feel it in every ounce of my being.
Because you have
I know, I need to quit this job right now. I feel bad, though. So it's like, ugh. But I'll get over it.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I do feel, you know. But just, you know that you're meant to go, like you said, forward and to help so many people. And the angels will help you, like you said, with, you know, getting things together, you know, getting things together, finances or, I mean, I just was watching a story on TV where a gentleman, he went to school, and he put it out there, you know, to the angels and everything, and there was somebody that came along and actually, they paid for his entire schooling, you know, and they didn't even know him.
Wow.
So never say never, you know, just, if you're meant to do something, and I do feel like you're meant to help others and counsel, you know, that you have the ability to go forward and you too, you know, you will have, you know, some kind of help. So don't let the, like, the money part of it, you know, stop you from going forward, okay? And my dog Ginger is saying, you know what, let go of the fear. Because if you look at fear, it's false evidence appearing real, okay? Let go of the anxiety just making the right choices to get yourself on that beautiful path that you deserve to be on, okay? That's what I have for you. I hope it helps. I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I hope you stay in touch with us and tell us about all the good stuff when it happens, okay?
It absolutely did. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Hi,
Mary.
Wow, beautiful reading.
Hello.
Hi.
It was very beautiful.
I have to say that it totally resonates with what came through through all the cards that I pulled for you. So when you called in and I picked you up, I wrote your name down on Let Go of Fear right next to it. So as DC was saying to you, Let Go of Fear, I'm like, whoa. So how synchronistic, you know. Like,
that's crazy.
Things happen for a reason. Put your name right next to where it says Let Go of Fear. So in question to you, to leaving your job, I got a yes card from the Angel Answer deck, and then I pulled a card from the Pooh cards from Spirit for you, and it says there is only one you, and you have a unique path and a special purpose. You're supposed to have a specific experiences in this world and meet certain people. But then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good according to society standards. But you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Just trust, loving you forever and ever. So what I get from this is that obviously you're here to help so many more people. Just like in the path that we're on, you know, we're trying to help you and so many other callers that call in. I feel like with the children, you're going to help, you know, being a counselor. And, you know, it just looks good. And just calling in your divine team and your angels. But the angel that came through, the archangel that came through for you was Archangel Raphael from the Angel Prayers Oracle deck. And he wants me to read from the book for you. It says, thank you, Raphael, for shining your divine light upon my healthy body. Your angels can see that you need a boost of light and energy at this time. Together with Archangel Raphael, they are filling your body, mind, and soul with healing energy. So take some time out to take care of your whole being. Close your eyes and allow Archangel Raphael and the healing angels to place their hands upon you. Oh, my gosh, I feel it in my heart. You are blessed to receive this card today because healing is being brought to you on all levels. So accept it. Make sure you say, I accept. The expanded interpretation of this card is healing doesn't begin in the body. It begins in the mind and soul. It is in your body that determines how you feel, but your mind that determines what state your body is in. Think healing, positive thoughts at this time, and grateful for what's good about your body and your health. If you recognize the health benefits you already have, more will be brought to you. You may well find that the healing angels are also here to help you heal others. Oh my gosh, how beautiful. But in order to do this, you must ensure that you yourself are in good health. So heal within, then share what you've learned with the world. And Archangel Raphael's name means God heals, and he is the Archangel of Health and Healing. With this emerald aura, he has the ability both to heal us and to help us heal ourselves. He carries a caduceus wand as a symbol of his divine healing abilities. He is the doctor of God and will bring healing to all those who call on him. So Lola, just call in Archangel Raphael and your divine team as well, and all the healing angels, they're all with you to help you.
Thank you so much. I really
appreciate
it.
Did you feel that?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm like out of breath because of that much love that he was putting into me reading this for you. So you are really blessed to receive this card.
Thank you.
So make sure to accept it for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you. God bless.
You too, Lola.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Wow, that was so beautiful. Ooh, fit in my heart chakra.
Oh, it was beautiful. My computer's going crazy here, Mary.
Yeah, you know what? As I pick up callers, it's like lagging. So I'm picking them up. I don't even know if they hear me because it keeps, you know, showing the hourglass. Like it's
yeah, they're hearing you. It was just like flashing and it's going like all over the place. I just don't want to lose the studio here.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Are you ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Area code 914. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, how are you? It's Kat. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi,
how are
Kat.
Hi.
Doing great, hon. Oh, gosh. I just felt when you said, hi, it's Kat, I felt some beautiful, magical energy coming in. And
cool.
I just feel like there's something opening just for you this month. You know, it's a beautiful opportunity.
Aww.
So I just felt, as soon as you said your name, my goodness. So, Kat, just, you know, keep the faith is what I'm getting. You know, allow your angels to help you and just believe, you know, in what it is that you're wanting. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, please. My mom had a dream that she would like your opinion on what it might mean. She dreamt that somebody was trying to shoot her, and she ran into the house, and then they, like, were trying to apologize to her. Like, they stopped. So, I don't know. It was jarring to her, so I don't know if you get any meaning of it.
Okay. I do feel, you know, like she's been going through a lot, you know, in the physical. And I do feel like it's sort of like it mirrors that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, what
you
guys have been going through, I do feel like there's something there. And she's just, you know, she's holding on to it, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of the circumstances that you had. But your mom is safe. And, you know, as I had told you, like, just, you know that you are safe and she is safe. You know, you have a divine team watching over you both.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, you've gone through a lot, you know, the two of you. And I know, like I said, you know, I saw your father was there. Your divine team is watching over you, you know, Kat. So please tell her, you know, that there's nothing to worry about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just let go of it. You know, just let go of it and let go and let God. Imagine there's a beautiful golden box, and the angels are saying, you know, for you and your mom to put all of that into the golden box, Kat. And then give it to God, and it's no longer yours to worry about, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's been a crazy time for the two of you, you know?
Yeah.
It really has.
She says she wants to go to Italy so she could come back and give you a gift.
Oh, God bless her. Well, she's a gift. We already got her a gift. God, the two of you are. You're both gifts to us, Kat. But I do feel, like I said, you know what? Focus on the magic that's coming your way. Oh, my goodness. It feels so amazing. I don't know if you've been feeling this, but I do feel like, you know, whatever was holding you back, I feel like, you know, like something is opening up for you, okay? And really helping you to go forward what it is you want to do. I see a multitude of angels around you. And they just want you to believe that, you know, at this time, anything is possible for you, Kat.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, it's really, really beautiful. And I feel, you know, there's a lot of positivity coming your way as well.
Thank
you. Positivity, prosperity. Things are going to go a lot smoother than they had, you know. And things are going to turn out in your favor, the two of you. So, you know, the experience that you guys had, let go of it. Like I said, you know, put it in that golden box and allow the angels, you know, to take it to heaven and let go and let God. And, you know, it's no longer your, you know, your situation, Kat.
Right, right. With the
okay, because...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all I was saying, like let go surrender that situation. But I feel like, you know, beautiful opportunities are coming for you.
Thank
okay.
You.
I know that you've been, you know, maybe thinking about getting more help. And I do feel, you know, that may be a possibility as well.
Oh,
okay, that
God.
People want to come in and, you know, they will be the right people to help you.
Do you think it's somebody I know already named Joe or Dan?
Okay. So the first one you said was Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. I got like a yes with Joe that, you know. Let me just see. And the other one you said was Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a yes, Kat. So I don't know. Have you connected with the two of them?
With Joe, I've been talking more so.
Okay,
you know,
the second one you said was Dan, though, right?
Yeah, him I just connected with today.
Okay. Okay, so you are connected. And like I said, I did get, you know, I did get a yes. Okay, I just want to see what's... Joe, his energy, okay. Is Joe really quiet and he's like a gentle and kind soul?
Yeah, he seems that way. He seems that way. There's been a lot of, like, blockages.
Okay, he doesn't really put himself out there to meet people. You know, it takes time to really get to know him, is what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like almost like he prefers, like, to do things, like, on his own.
I see. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But I mean, I think if you, like, you know, were able to get to know him a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he likes challenges. And, you know, he takes care of his obligations, you know. And if he finds, like, a job that he enjoys, that's going to be, like, really amazing.
Oh, awesome.
Work for him is very pleasurable, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's
mm-hmm.
what I got, like, on him. Now, Dan, you said you disconnected from him. I got that he was a very giving person. He has a way of attracting many people to him. Okay. He does have, like, a lot of, you know, friendships, a lot of relationships. Okay. And he's like a little bit more spiritual. Dan is a little bit more spiritual than Joe.
Oh, nice.
But they have a lot of good, you know, they have a lot of good qualities, both of them.
Oh, awesome. So maybe it'll move forward with them.
Yes, because Dan listens to his dreams, you know, and he likes, you know, then he can go forward. And he's always ready to, you know, to go forward, okay? And he takes his, you know, he takes work and responsibility very seriously.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome.
But with him, like, the only thing with him is you've got to watch that he doesn't get overburdened, Dan. Because if he gets overburdened, he gets a little bit off track, hon, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's what I have. Let's see. Are you ready to hear what Mary has for you, Kat?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, it was wonderful. And God bless.
Thank you.
Hi, Kat.
Oh.
And I have to agree. I have to agree with Cece. Like, your bubbliness when you first called in was so beautiful. So this card on the Ask Your Guides deck, it was peeking out at me when you asked about your mom. So I'm going to read. It's called the Shadow Divine Healers card, and the card number is 25. And I just highlighted exactly what I wanted to say. Your divine healers are present now to help you witness your shadow. So I think she's working on her shadow, lovingly making you aware that it's actually contempt for yourself and your whole and your vulnerability that fuels such hostility toward others. These gentle but powerful higher forces surround you in love and urge you to accept and embrace your weaker aspects rather than harshly rejecting yourself by attacking those aspects in others. Ease up and be more tolerant of yourself. If you do so, these shadows will give way to light and healing. Your divine healer's message is ask for help and accept our light. So, and in the card, there's like shadow and there's someone like the divine is coming in to help. And it's so funny that there's two people in this card. You know, one is holding a heart up to the divine and the other one has like, is standing tall and is being shadowed, you know, like there's healers holding them in divine white light. So just ask for help and accept their light. And then for both of you, I picked the postcards from Spirit, and it says, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in this world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here. Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. And in the back, it says, you are loved. So you are both loved.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is. I hope your mom listens to that message.
Yes, and I'll replay it all for her so I can translate.
Okay,
and,
great.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
And Kat, reassure her that there's nothing to worry about with the dream, honey, please. Because, you don't want her to think about it a moment longer.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it does represent negativity, you know, accusations, gossip. And they were aimed in her direction from the situation that you experienced.
Mami, quali porta venevano, ricorda? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't even think to ask her that. But
and Ginger is saying, you know, you're supported, you're loved, as Mary said, you're protected. And Ginger's saying, if I had a dog biscuit cat for every time I thought of you, I'd never be hungry. So you are thought of, you're loved.
Oh, God bless her. That's awesome.
Just know that all is, truly is.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. And stay in touch with us, Kat. Let us know when all the good stuff happens. Like I said, that energy was definitely magical when you came on with us.
Oh, yes,
thank you.
It was.
You all are magical, and you all are so loved. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You.
Make sure you give us a call back.
I will. Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It was truly beautiful.
Well, we have a long list of callers. You're ready for our next caller? One of them is from last week.
Okay.
Code 519. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I just want to have some positive feedback. Well, yes, it's negative. It's negative. It's just right now the whole vaccination and COVID and everything's getting me down.
Okay, don't let
okay,
the
you
fear
know what?
Come in. As
the
yeah,
you've
got to
let go of it. Let go and let God. And, you know, just you've got to know that there's a higher power watching over us and everything. And don't focus on all that stuff. You know, just let it go. You've got to stay, you know, you've got to stay grounded and you've got to stay positive. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we can't control, you know. So we've got to, you know, we've got to let it go and just, you know, keep everything in the form of prayer. But please don't, you know, don't focus on something that you can't control, hon.
It's funny because
the angels are saying you've got to stay in the present moment, the here and the now, and, you know, you've got to let go. You're projecting yourself almost like too far, like into the future. And, you know, you have a beautiful divine team with you, okay? And they're there and they're going to help you and they're, you know, to help you to stay strong and let go of whatever, you know, is really, you know, weighing heavily upon your heart, hon, okay?
Well, I feel like if I don't do something now, it's just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. I'm in Canada, and on September 22nd, if you don't have a vaccination, you're not allowed to go to a whole list of establishments. So
right.
We're not able to go to certain places. So, but I feel like if we don't start protesting now, it's just going to continue forever.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just stay in the here and now and don't do anything about it, then it's
well,
my
I mean,
fault,
what
really.
Exactly what were you planning on doing? And what you're planning on doing, will it change the situation? Are you able to change anything?
I was planning on going up to Toronto and putting up a tent and doing either a hunger strike or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't get a yes with that with the angels. I mean, they're not suggesting that you do that. They're just saying, you know what, you've got to really think about things. You've got to know what to expect when you do something like that. You know, think about it a little bit more, you know, and just think and go slower. You know, don't do anything too fast in that regard, you know.
They didn't say yes, but they didn't say no, right?
Well, they didn't know. They did not want you to, you know, to do a hunger strike. They said no, they didn't want that, but they just want you to think about it a little bit more, and maybe there's something
mm-hmm.
else that maybe you could do that would not be harmful to yourself or put yourself
okay.
in danger.
All right.
You know, something maybe a little bit more constructive that would not put you in any kind of harm or anything, you know?
Okay.
If that makes sense to you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. I should think of maybe a different alternative. I sort of got stuck on that one.
Just visualize, you know, the outcome that you're wanting and allow, like, your divine team to help you. I do feel, is your dad in spirit?
No, but I've got a couple, actually about three grandfathers in spirit.
Okay, because I feel like they're strongly with you. I see one standing out a little further, and he has like the lighter hair. I don't know if he was blonde when he was younger or if it was just white hair.
Yeah,
but
he was blonde. Yeah.
Okay, so he's the one that's standing with you, okay?
Okay, good.
Very protective of you, and, you know, he believes that you should do what's in your heart and everything, but, you know, do it maybe in a different way, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. I just have to come up with some ideas, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and, you know, stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
All right, thank you. Yes, thanks.
God bless.
I miss you at
Mary?
Noon hour.
Yep.
Hi, yes. Jennifer?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So the first thing I heard was let go and let God, and I got a no for that hunger strike as well, just like DC. What I've been doing is sending love, light, and healing to the universe every, you know, like I keep getting waken up in the middle of the night. So that's what I do to help these souls awaken from the sleep they're in. But I don't want to discuss too much about my thoughts on the whole situation. I did pick a card for you. From the angel prayers card for you, because I feel like praying will help all of us come together and not be a divided universe like we are right now. It says, and it's manifesting miracles, and how appropriate, that's what we need right now, right? Archangel Orion. And it says, you are blessed to receive this very special angel card as the angels are drawing close to help you manifest your wildest dreams in the most miraculous ways. Miracles occur naturally, and when they aren't occurring, something has gone wrong. But the angels are helping you align your thoughts and energy so you can manifest the blessings you really deserve. The expanded interpretation of this card is, you are a magician, and you have been handed the power and energy to create the life you deserve. Whatever you believe to be true is created. Belief made manifest. The angels want you to know that the life you want is here, and that you are in the perfect place and space to create it. You are filled with the infinite energy of the cosmos, so allow this energy to manifest blessings in your life. What do you want to happen next? As long as it's a love-filled thought, create it now. Archangel Orion is one of the newer angels offering their support to heaven. He helps us connect to all that is and reminds us that we are one with everyone and with everything in the entire universe. Wow, how appropriate. An angel of the cosmos, his energy reminds me of wishing on a star as he helps us create the most magnificent events in our lives. In order to invoke Orion's energy, visualize yourself surrounded by stars and know that you're connected to the whole universe. Wow, and I feel like my whole crown, I feel like stars. So Archangel Orion, this card, he's surrounded by stars in his whole head, and that's how I feel right now. Like, we must try to connect and ask the divine to come in and, you know, help us with this division, because, I mean, there is a division, and it's just not really, it's not good.
Mary, can I tell you what I know is going to change everything? And it absolutely was in that card. It's going to be a miracle. There's going to be a miracle.
Yes.
Everyone will be able to see it, hear it, feel it, smell it, whatever. And no one will be able to deny it. It can't be covered up, anything like that. And that's what's going to unite us all.
Oh, my gosh. You almost made me cry because I'm so emotional.
I did cry when you were reading me that card.
What's
I'm
happening.
Crying.
Because of what's happening in this universe. I mean, it's not really nice. It's just people are just being shunned because they have a decision to make. They decided, you know, it's their body, their choice. I mean, there is a choice. And I'm not going to continue talking, but there is going to be a miracle. I feel it. I felt it. Him surrounding me, Archangel Orion. So we just have to pray and, you know, continue for that
manifest
miracle.
It.
And, you know, call in God. Manifest it. Yes.
Yeah.
And every morning, let's send love, light, and healing to the universe so there's this stop, you know.
Let's
so
make that
thank you for
miracle
calling,
come,
Jennifer.
Mary.
That was really... Yes. We're gonna
miracles are going to happen. They truly are. And, you know, we thank you for calling in. And, you know, you just reaffirmed that, you know, miracles are going to happen. And we have to keep our eyes fixed on the divine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we're all one. Exactly.
Yeah. We are all one.
Yep,
and, you know, united, all pray together, like all that energy, you know, becomes stronger and stronger.
Yep.
So I do feel,
thank you,
know,
ladies. Yep.
That's going to be a great choice. Bless on. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in, Jennifer. Have a blessed evening. Okay, let me see if there's any other callers from last week real quick. No, okay, so we'll just pick up the next caller.
And Mary, I have to say, like, you know what, you can get caught up in all of this, like, and it could just make you go crazy. And I myself got,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I got that message to keep your eyes fixed on the divine. You know, stop,
yeah.
you know, like, just
yeah.
connecting with all this stuff because it's just too much, you know?
Yeah. I'm just letting go of the fear. There's no fear anymore. I mean, I'm protected.
Oh,
so,
and so unite with others and pray and... And
yes.
I think that's what we have yep. to hold on to, you know?
Yep, to hold on to. And for a miracle. For union.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. So I'm going to pick up our next caller.
Okay.
Area code 919, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my first name is Sandra. Thank you.
Hi, Sandra. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. And it's so interesting you use the word miracle because right now that is something I'm kind of needing. I am scheduled to move on this Friday, and I have a little – and I know this is going to happen because D.C. had given me – it's been a few months now, but she had given me a good word about the house that I'm – planning on renting because one that I was looking for, it just didn't work out. But I think right now it's just that anxiousness about making sure I have all the funds that are needed. So what do you see? How am I, well, not necessarily how, because I know a miracle can happen, but do you see me having all the money I need for this move?
Is it a move you're asking about?
Your
own home?
The rental home, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hi. This is DC, and I did get a yes.
Okay.
And it's time to just visualize the circumstances the way you want them to be. Okay?
Mm.
You're attracting what you're wanting.
Okay.
And I'm also getting I don't know, like maybe with the move, are you thinking about doing something once you do move? Because I feel like there's so much creativity that's within you
yes.
and you're supposed to do everything.
Yes, 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 yes. One of my rooms, there's a bonus room. Two bonus rooms. I didn't even realize they were in there. But
okay.
one of the bonus rooms, I want to make my prayer and meditation space. And so I've been just like, I can't even rest for all these beautiful creative ideas that's coming to me, one including Reiki. So it's
yes.
just everything is going to happen, but right now that anxiety is like, okay, where is this money coming
anxiety
from?
Anxiety and just, you know,
I mean,
put positive affirmations out there. You know, don't have any anxiety because that'll just, you know, delay things, you know. You have a very, very powerful voice and put those powerful affirmations out there to the universe. The universe is listening, okay?
Wow, okay, okay.
Because I feel like,
I
you know, the move itself will be life-changing. It's going to be beautiful.
Yes, thank you. I do have one quick question, though.
Okay.
Go ahead. A family member reached out to me who I had not heard from in a while. We were very close, but he just reached out to me and it's like we just started talking, and the one thing that he brought up to me, he was like, you got to not be afraid to ask for help. And I'm just wondering, will he be the one that helps me? It's just weird to have help. I've always been very independent, and I just feel some kind of anxiousness about having to ask for help.
Well, you know what, you have to realize we're all, you know, on this journey, and by you asking for help, you're helping him as well on his journey to go forward. Okay, so don't, you know, don't allow that to stop you. Okay?
Okay.
So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't feel like that. Just if he's saying that and stuff, allow him to help you. You know, everybody can use a little bit of help. And I'm getting, you know, the angels are giving you a thumbs up and they're saying, you know, just get ready for all the good stuff. Like all the other energy that you're holding on to, you have so much energy that you can put into making your dreams come true. You know, to really go after what it is that you're wanting. And it's sort of like you're putting water on the fire when you think of him in that respect. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Because life is moving in the direction of your dream. And I'm getting there's going to be happiness. There's going to be success.
Oh,
it's going to be amazing.
Beautiful.
And
wonderful.
My dog Ginger is saying, take advantage of his help. You know, you truly deserve it.
Okay.
And when you do, you're going to see that good things will come. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless. And please stay in touch with us
and let
us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful,
Mary?
DC. So, Sandra, I also got a yes on the move. And and then I picked two cards from the postcards from Spirit for you. And the first card that came out was, Dear Sue, we're a chatty bunch over here, always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate to you through the language of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. In your life on Earth, however, clarity in your communication is essential to being understood. You don't speak in symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity. Be clear and learn how to ask for your needs to be met. Wow. How
Wow.
The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person, organization, or even us to answer you. When you follow these steps, you can most definitely expect an answer in your favor, affirmatively say, loving you so very much. And in the back, there's a peacock. And peacock is good luck and abundance, I'm almost sure. And it says, you are divine beauty. So that's a yes, obviously. Another confirmation of the yes, having help from others. And the second card that came out was, Dearest you, on Earth, humans learn about life by telling stories and creating new ones based on shared experiences. Eventually, after repeating one often enough, it becomes your main story that you use to define yourself and the world. So to get the answers you seek, you must get vulnerable and hear your story when you tell it. Ask, why do you tell it? Is it really true? What else can be true? Can you see the truth that spirit is in all things? Do you see how other stories overlap and intertwine? Spirit loves stories, so they are like blueprints for co-creation. So tell the one we know to be true about you, a story of courage, gratitude, and honesty. Aww. Tell an empowered story about the well-being, wisdom, and grace. You will experience your world according to the story you tell about it. So make sure there are stories you're proud of. Genuinely loving you, your loving fan club from heaven. Be fearless.
Wow.
So
wow.
That, wow. Yeah. That one left my mouth open.
Wow.
Like I said earlier with other callers, it's like, you know, what you speak is what you become. So tell that story that you want to share with others, like this beautiful story of you, which is going to be such a happy ending. So beautiful.
Wow.
And Mary,
well,
as you were
so
giving
much,
her that
Mary.
Amazing message, I saw Archangel Gabriel standing next to her, and he's ready to help her to connect with all the surprises and blessings coming her way. So it's just truly
beautiful.
I know that you deserve all of this. You've worked hard, and you know, I'm getting, you know, abundance, and your projects are going to they're going to go great, and you've got a lot of divine support. So just let all the good stuff happen, you know? And know that you deserve it. You've got quite a a bit of confirmation, you know, and my dog Ginger is saying, be ready for a couple surprises as well. It's going to be wonderful.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Wow, that is beautiful.
It is.
Blessings to you both. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Well, make sure you give us a call back, Sandra, and let us know how the move goes or if you have other any other questions.
Yes.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
You too as well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Wow, that was so beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. Wow. So we have 9 minutes left. Do you think we can squeeze one more caller in?
Oh, yeah, and we just have to give them, like, a really small reading, Mary.
Yeah, quick one. All right, let's see. Area code 917, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, it's great. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Bree.
Oh, hi, Bree. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Maybe general more.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is DC, and what I'm getting is I just see the angel smiling, and they're asking, what is it that you've been wanting? I feel like abundance is coming your way. Open your arms to receive it. You know, maintain that attitude of gratitude. And my dog Ginger is saying, you know, please, you know, dream big. Don't dream small and know that you're, you know, you're entitled to be really happy, really, really happy. Okay? So I feel like there's going to be a lot of good coming your way. Just get ready for all that abundance and just believe that you truly deserve it. That's what I have. Mary?
Guardian angel for you. You are not alone. So know that we all have guardian angels that we could call upon and have them come in and assist us. And they also assist us with many things. I mean, other than protecting us, they also stand by us and, you know, transmute any energies that we may be taking on with all these trying times everywhere. So that's another way to use them. And they want me to read from the book for you. They want you to watch for signs and reminders that either your angels and loved ones are close by. Remember, they are working hard to guide you. The guardian angel card shows the white feather that has become known as the guardian angel's business card. Whenever a white feather appears in your life and or this card appears in a reading, it's a message to say your guardian angel and ancestor guides are particularly close at this time and they are here to support you with their love. If you have asked for help with a particular situation, know that there is divine intervention in the work. The extended message is everyone has a guardian angel. I just said that. Who has been with them in all their past lifetimes and will be there in all the lifetimes to come. So know that you are never alone and never will be alone. This card is a huge reminder that there is always help and support available to you. Your guardian angel is with you now and is here to aid you in all of your endeavors. In order to fully receive their support, you must first ask for it, then surrender to the process. Know that whatever unfolds will be for your highest good. So they wanted me to tell you that. Make sure you allow them to come in. Ask for their assistance.
Oh, that's very
sweet. I hope that helped, Bree.
Yeah, that did help. It helped me relax a bit more.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes they send us pennies as well.
They get what?
They send pennies from heaven.
Oh, pennies. Yeah.
Pennies, okay. Feathers, birds. You know, I see a red cardinal all the time, so I know spirit. Bunnies. I see bunnies. So, you know, I know spirit is near me whenever I see that bunny.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now you know you're not alone.
No, and Mary, when you like our guardian angels, her guardian angel that I saw step forward has long light brown hair. And she's just waiting for you to just ask for what it is that you are needing. Whatever area that you need help, please ask. They're just, you know, holding on to a thought, a word that you may say. They're just waiting to help you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
God bless, hon, and
you're
stay
so
in touch
welcome.
With us.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I guess this is it, DC. If I don't
yes.
think we have enough time for another caller. But
I
wanted to share a couple of the affirmations that I mentioned that you know, callers put
yes.
on.
Great.
I know one of them I wanted to mention is my life gets more fabulous every day because I look forward to what each hour brings. And, you know, mirror work, some of it is I love you. I really, really love you just the way you are. And I choose to feel good about myself. I am worthy of my own love. It's safe for me to love myself. My self-esteem is high because I honor who I am. You know, it's more about self-love. Love is never outside of ourselves. It is within us. You know, and that's what we have to remember. Love is within us. So those of us seeking love, we first have to love ourselves before finding love. So.
Beautiful.
That was just a few that I wanted to
tell you, Mary. She's saying, Mary, you have to realize, too, that you are unique and you have over 30 trillion cells that make you the amazing person you are.
Aw, thank you.
what a beautiful show. Well, I can't wait to come back next week and, you know, have Liz here too. Three of us connect. That'll be absolutely awesome.
Yes, and I'm taking on the callers that called and I didn't pick up, so we can pick them up. So hang on, so we can pick them up first next week.
Okay.
Okay. I got all the callers already. So thank you, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Have a blessed evening. Thank you, DC. This was such a beautiful show, as usual.
It was. And
I love
you.
You
know what? The problems of the world, let go and let God. And, you know, just focus on, you know, love. Instead of worrying, just, you know, send love out to the world. It's so much more productive. I really do feel that it helps. And I love you too, Mary. I love all our callers. And I look forward to connecting next week. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.